Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN News Editor Chad Trotvetter, on site at the eBay show in Geneva, Switzerland. This year's event won't open until Tuesday, but that isn't stopping observers from predicting that the show will mark a turning point for the business aviation industry. One of these analysts is Shahid Fasil Karim, a partner at aircraft broker Jetcraft, who believes optimism will be the prevailing force here at eBase. AIN correspondent James Wybrandt sat down with Fasil Karim to get his take on the show, as well as the state of the global demand for pre-owned business aircraft.
Shahid, you've been coming to the show. We went through 2009, 2010, we're 2011. Can you compare and contrast and tell us what you think this show is going to be about?
Yeah. Well, basically, in 2009 and 2010, and I'll go through each of the years, but in 2009, the mood was actually terrible in every show I went to. Of course, you're in the deepest of the crisis. You're in May 2009. This is actually the real bottom of the market, and everybody's talking about selling assets. You know, brokers are depressed because nobody's buying planes. So you have a pretty tough mood. I'm sure the attendance at eBay was probably lower as well. So it wasn't a great show in the sense that, you know, you're coming to a show because you want to do business, and everybody's talking about not doing business. So you're pretty depressed. And we were expecting a recovery in 2010. So we arrived in 2010, and frankly, 2010 was still slow. I mean, it was a bit better, because you had a bit more visibility on the markets going forward. But the actual recovery wasn't there. I mean, it's not like in 2010, suddenly you had much greater volumes of transactions. In fact, frankly, at Jetcraft, we did more business in 2009 than 2010. We had a slower 2010 than 2009 because 2010 was a transition year. I think it was a waiting mode. You know, people were like, yeah, okay, we think it's recovering, but we're not sure. So we're just going to wait a bit. So 2010 was maybe a bit better, but still, you know, in terms of volume and business and mood, you're not there yet. And I think 2011, this show is going to be about optimism. I think everybody's going to talk about recovery. Everybody's going to talk about more volumes of transactions. We at Jetcraft are going to announce some results, and you'll see that we're going to show some significant increase in volumes of transactions, which is a good indication of what the market's doing. So I'm very optimistic about the show. I think the show is going to be about optimism, about recovery, about selling more planes, about our clients spending more money. And I think that's going to be it's an early show in the year, and it's going to be the beginning of many good shows out there in 2011. And I think we're going to have a great, great show this year.
You were talking about the various global markets. How is Europe stacking up with the rest of the world? And if you would just say a word about how that Europe depends on the rest of the world.
Well, obviously, the European economy depends a lot on what happens around them. And like what I was telling you is that in Europe, I believe you can split Europe almost into three. You have the emerging European markets, mainly right now the CIS countries, and those are really back because their business is based on commodity, oil, metal, and those are coming back. So if you look at Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and even if you go into like more Eastern European, like Romania, Bulgaria, you know, you're actually seeing more activity there. In fact, we're very active in those countries right now. There's much more volume of transactions out there. So I would say that portion of Europe is really recovered, and that portion of Europe is actually generating some volumes of transactions. Then you have the mature Europe, Italy, Germany, UK, France, maybe Italy. So you have like those mature countries, and those countries are still in the waiting mode. I mean, some of them are recovering better than others. France actually and Germany are doing probably better than maybe Italy and the UK actually right now, but they're not out there chasing and buying. They're still on a waiting mode. They're still waiting for the rest of Europe to recover, and they're actually supporting the third part of Europe, which is really struggling, Portugal, Spain, Greece. And you know, if you look at that part of Europe, you have a big unemployment rate. It's getting better, but it's still not there yet, and those countries still have a bit of time to go before they can come back to a full growth mode. Although I do believe in general that those markets have reached their bottom, and I was telling you, I'm actually going to look at investing probably in Portugal or Spain, because it's probably the right time to buy real estate out there. I mean, they have reached their bottom. They're not going to go lower than now. And, you know, the latest news are a bit better. Unemployment rates in Spain is actually, you know, doing better now. So it's back to a recovery mode. But if you look at today and you took a picture today, it's still pretty tough out there. So I would split Europe in those three kind of different categories.
But general Germany is pretty strong, right?
Germany is pretty strong. And you are seeing some business out of Germany from a private aviation viewpoint, actually, yeah. Germany is strong. France and UK is there, but then the other portion of Europe is probably struggling. But again, the Eastern European countries are doing really well, actually. So I mean, those countries are buying. I mean, we're seeing deals out of Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Russia, and I'm sure if you ask the OEMs, I mean, their order book out of those countries is probably growing again.
Right, and they're looking for like the large cabin airplanes,
yeah. So in terms of the worldwide markets, I think the U.S. is really in the path of recovery. In fact, we're seeing much more business out of the U.S. And then the business that the countries that are really carrying the recovery, to me, are the other emerging countries, mainly in Asia. Of course, China, Hong Kong area is doing quite well. But we're seeing a lot of activity out of Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore. Australia is actually doing very well. I mean, their currency is strong. Their economy is very strong. And I was saying we shouldn't forget Africa. Nigeria, if you look at the economy of Nigeria, Nigeria will generate a lot of wealth in the next years to come. I mean, it's already very wealthy right now, but they have the resources to become one of the largest powers out there. And you have Angola out there, very active. Ghana is coming as well, coming up. So we shouldn't forget Africa. And I think as long as we have those emerging countries out there being active, that will really help the wide-body, larger cabin airplanes. And that explains that difference right now in recovery between the lower end of the market and the higher end of the market, because those countries are buying long-range big planes.
Right.
Whereas the mature markets, UK, Germany, France, US, they have a need for smaller cabin airplanes, and those markets are in the path of recovery, but they haven't recovered yet. So you're seeing more volumes, but you're not seeing the recovery that you've seen on the wide body markets.
And prices worldwide?
Prices on the large cabin, they've really increased. They've really recovered fast. I mean, if you're trying to find a good, I would say less than 1 year old or new G550, 7X or XRS right now, prices have recovered almost 20% or more versus the low end of the market, which was first quarter 2009 or mid 2009. And in fact, today, I strongly believe that a new XRS or a new G550 or a new 7X available in the next 6 months will sell for more than $50 million. I mean, we've now reached that benchmark of 50 again. And that's a huge break psychologically, that clients are now ready to pay more than $50 million for these airplanes, which wasn't the case in the past 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. On the lower end, I think we've reached the bottom on pricing. I don't think we're seeing any more dip on pricing, but I think there are good deals out there because prices are still low compared to the real value of the airplanes. Right. So if you're a buyer and you need a smaller cabin airplane or a medium or low-range airplane, it's time to buy. I would actually buy it now before it recovers, because that market is going to recover. With the U.S. and with the mature countries recovering, those markets will recover. And we're seeing more volume, but there are still good opportunities out there to buy a pre-owned 45 or a pre-owned Hawker or a pre-owned Cessna, an XLS, or they're very, very good deals out there, and I think that's where the opportunities are still alive for buyers, I think.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.